learning styles, events, whatever.
Okay, let's... I realize we're taking a couple steps back, but sort of that Shachyana sugi before we got derailed for the last couple of days. Let's get back into it a little bit. If you remember, we saw the Tosefta in Maseches Brachos. Again, if anyone wants to be able to follow along, you should have at your disposal a Brachos and a Sukkah. Okay? Also a Rambam and Hilchos Brachos, but again, if you don't have, I'll read aloud so you can follow along. The Tosefta in Maseches Brachos in the sixth Perek said that someone who makes Tefillin La'atzmo says Shehechiyonu. The Rambam, those that have the Rambam, you can take a look. It's Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes. Yud Aleph Halacha Tes. Maseches Brachos. Yud Aleph Tes. Kol mitzvos shehi mizman lizman. Kigon shofar v'sukkah v'lulav mikra megillah v'ner chanukah. You got there?
Yeah.
What do you got?
They have Rambam.
Nice. Yeah. Alright. So the Rambam says any mitzvah, which these terms are important, any mitzvah that is mizman lizman, like shofar, sukkah, lulav, mikra megillah, ner chanukah. What's Mizman Azman, meaning, for lack of a better description or definition, they are seasonal. They come in given seasons. Shofar comes every year, Sukkah comes every year, Chanukah and Megillah come every year. That's one category. V'chein kol mitzvah, she kinyan lo. Any mitzvah that is, quote, a kinyan. Kigon tzitzis, the tefillin, mezuzah umaka. Tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, and maka also get shechianu. Now it would seem some type of third category here. V'chein mitzvah she'ina tadira. Ve'ina mitzvah v'chaleis. Sherehi demon the mitzvah she'im izman lizman. There's a third category which is really a derivative or an extension of the first category. Kigon milas b'no, which we as Ashkenazim don't make a shechianu on. Sfaradim, I believe, do make a shechianu at a bris. Pidgin ben, which shechianu is said, for which shechianu is said, even by Ashkenazim. Bevarach aleha b'shas asiyasa shechianu. Adkan for the moment. Okay? So let's try to explain the sheet of the Rambam. What would you say is the sheet of the Rambam regarding Shechianu on the acquisition of Tefillin? What would you say? Chein kol mitzvah, mitzvah shi kinyan lo, kigon tzitzis of Tefillin, mezuzah, maka. I have to explain how maka and mezuzah fit in, but at the moment, what is he saying about kinyan lo? Kinyan lo, what does that sound like? Any ideas?
If you can't acquire it, you can't shechianu.
No, on the contrary. He says the tefillin and tzitzis, for the moment, tefillin and tzitzis warrant a shechianu because they are in this category of kinyan lo.
What does kinyan lo mean?
It's an acquisition for him. It is an acquisition unto him. Kinyan, it is a kinyan for him. Do we have the parador here, the truth, the Rambam parador? Could you do my grabbing it? What would you say from this Rambam? Let's say I have three pairs of tefillin. Let's say I have two pairs of tefillin around. I have Rashi Ben Tam tefillin, and I want to get a second pair of Rashi tefillin to keep in my other location. It's mashma that way, right? It's mashma from the Rambam that every time I'm acquiring, every time I'm in the state of acquisition, of acquiring a tefillin, a set of tefillin, going to make shechianu. What's that? No, the peyador is the Rambam also. Just
mashma, or that's
what's his lashon again?
No, it is
mashma. It's mashma that way, right?
I thought you were going to say the truth, but it's the other
one. No. On the contrary, I think the tshuva supports that. Let's just wait 1 second. The Parador is one particular collection of the Rambam's tshuvos. You like me to recap? Repeat? Repeat and repeat? Yeah, you want to see the Tosafta? The Tosafta is in Perek Vav. If you have the standard Vilna Shas, it's usually at the very end. I don't think you see it. Can you see it, Zach?
Does it look like the very end?
Brachos. It's again in remember that when you're dealing with brachos, you have zroyim there, so you have more to the Tosefta than just Maseches Brachos. So it's on the equivalent of page 6. It's on the equivalent of page 6 in, thank you, in the pages of the Tosefta. Yeah, if you look at the bottom of that first column, Ha'osa kol ha'mitzvos tzarech levarech. Ha'osa sukkah la'atzmo. Omer baruch shehagiyonu lizman hazah. Nichnas leishebo. Omer baruch leishebo sukkah. Now on the second column, Tes Vav, right? Tes Vav. Ha'osa lulav la'atzmo. Omer baruch shehegiyonu lizman hazeh. Ukshunot lo omer al netilas lulav etzarech levarech alav kol shiva. Ha'osa tzitzis la'atzmo. Omer baruch shehegiyonu. Kshemesatif omer lesatif. Ose tefillin latzmo omer baruch shehegiyonu kishmenichon omer hashek channel niach tefillin. It's clear Tosefta holds that both tzitzis and tefillin would get shehegiyonu. The Rambam paskins that way. And the question is now, what's the shita of the Rambam in following this Tosefta? Because as we've seen a little bit already, the shita of Tosfos is a little bit different. In the Pe'er Hador, there's a tshuva from the Rambam, in Simen Mem Tes. As I was saying a moment ago, there are different collections of the tshuvas HaRambam. One particular collection is the collection of the Pe'er Hador, which happens to be nice because it has footnotes that I think are the product of, who's it, Rabbi Avad Yosef? Rabbi David Yosef. Rabbi David Yosef annotated this particular edition of the Rambam's Tshuvos. So it's Kedai for that alone. Very nice Ha'oros. So listen to this Tshuva. Or the Shaila. Im tzarech bekviyos ha-mezuzah ube'es levishas ha-tfilin va-talas parmishona. When you wear the talis for the first time, or a talis for the first time, when you are koveya mezuzah for the first time, or when you koveya, or when you a talis with tefillin. So it's three things that he asked about, and it's the same idea. You put up a mezuzah, you put on talis, you put on tefillin. Now, I don't believe this is talking about the mitzvah per se, as much as it is the object. In other words, he doesn't say, let's say you took down the mezuzah, you put up a new one. Something happened to your tefillin, and you took new ones. Otzitzis. V'chein kol shar ha-mitzos. Im tzarech levarech zman olav. Dimik shechiyan or not. So listen to the Rambam's tshuva. Amr b'tosefta. The Rambam says, it says in the Tosefta. Which Tosefta are we talking about? Anyone? Perek Vav. Halach Yadal through Tes Vav. Kol mitzvos mevarech aleihem shehegiyonu. And then he cites the Lashon here. Visham Amru. Now Visham Amru, where is Visham Amru? That's Tosefta earlier in Hey. Hey Lamid Gimel. Hey Chav Gimel. Hey Chav Gimel. No, in the Tosefta.
Yeah, no,
oh, it's not. You're not in the Tosefta.
It was,
if you turn back, something happened to the screen. Did we do that, or did you do that? Screen got small. I'm not sure what that means.
What is it?
Perkei Halachos of Gimel. Just back, one page back in the Tosefta. The equivalent of page 5 in the Tosefta. So that's the Tosefta. Yeah, go ahead. Want to read it? Remember, this is the Gemara that we saw in Menachos. This is the Gemara that we saw in Menachos. Happens to be that he's a Levi. So in his own family, he's not going to be any Pidgin HaBen. He has to be invited to someone else's Pidgin HaBen. Right? I'm saying by his children, he's not going to have a Pidgin HaBen. Like my family. Bas Cohen, my wife's Bas Cohen. So I didn't make a pigeon on bed. My in-laws didn't make a pigeon on bed. The kids have a chance. My own children have a chance.
You have brothers?
I have one brother.
So did he or his first kids?
No, he's not married, so we'll have to wait and see. Wait and see. What? Mavshchal you do all the time. The guy can make chal every day. The person can make bread every day. You're going to make mavshchal every day. It doesn't fit into the seasonal mitzvah. What's that?
It's boring?
Yeah, it's something you can technically do every day. Yeah. It's not like Bris Milah, which comes once in a year. It's not like Shofar, which comes once every season. And it's not like the last category. It's not like the middle category, I should say, of Kinyan Hula. It's not like a mezuzah, tefillin, and tzitzis. Right paren maka, left paren maka, right? We still have to work that out. Yes?
Do you know why taxi drivers are always called up on Rosh Hashanah for the great honor? Because they're great at chauffeuring.
When do you make the bracha on
the property? If you buy property, whether it be in Chutz La'aretz or Eretz Yisrael, if you buy property, Chayim Mezuzah right away. If you rent property in Eretz Yisrael, you rent property in Yisrael, Chayim Mezuzah right away. If you rent property in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have kviyas until after 30 days. And you're not technically chayim mezuzah until after 30 days.
Might put it up after 30 days.
You gotta figure it out.
30 days is what, when you rent it or when you start living in it? Because you rented for a while.
You have nothing moved in yet?
So we had stuff.
Okay, so I would say once it was livable, then the clock could start. So the Rav Moshe writes, I think it's based on a Piskei Tshuva, that what you should do is put up the mezuzah right away. Don't make the bracha, and then comes after day 30. He says you don't even have to move it; you can just touch it, and you can just touch it, and then make the bracha.
Touch it as in put in the last.
Touch it. You know, like let's say a person puts on his tefillin and talis before the zman, right? And then he's wearing them, and the zman comes. So we say you should just jiggle it a little bit. You know, move it out of place, move it in place.
What makes it livable? Has that a bed? What do you made a bracha?
Son, I gotta check that. We figure out. When everything took place, yeah. Okay, let's get back to if you had a couch in there, that would be. Let's get back to what we're talking about here. So coming back to the Rambam now, we saw the Rambam in the Yad. The Rambam in the Yad by itself might be a little bit confusing, but the Rambam in the Tshuva makes it quite clear that the Shita of the Rambam is that the reason why Talis and Tefillin get Shechianu, not because the first time you're doing the mitzvah. It's because Kinyan Hulo. What does Kinyan Hulo mean? So the Rambam in the Tshuva says, it's no worse than acquiring any Kelim Chadashim that you're happy about. Okay. What about Tosfos? What is the Shita of Tosfos? So Sukkah Mem Vav. Let's just quickly remind ourselves. Sukkah Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Anyone? Everyone? Sukkah Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Dibur HaMaskel HaOseh. Mem Vav Amud Aleph 46a. Dibur HaMaskel HaOseh. What's the opinion of Tosfos regarding Talis and Tefillin? You make a Shechianu or you don't make a Shechianu? Mem Vav Amud Aleph, yeah. Tosfos says what? No. You do not make a Shechianu. What's the raya that Tosfos brings? Rabbi Yechlan. What about Rabbi Yechlan? When he discusses the whole sugya of Asiyah, he doesn't mention Talis and Tefillin. So obviously he didn't make a bracha of Shechianu, and Tosfos uses the lashon of L'chashiv Lei. It wasn't considered chashiv for that purpose. Now we saw that the tour, before we come back to Tosos, the tour, which I don't think I brought out, but the it's okay. The tour paskin, that if you make tzitzis for yourself, like osis tzitzis la'atzmo, you make a shechion.
Except for who? The man who created la'atzmo, not for yourself? Somebody said
the
atzmo doesn't really
mean la'atzmo?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to see. I don't remember offhand. That's what happens, you know. In Tazveni Yom, Yomayim Azveka. It takes you 2 days to get back into where you left off. If you have a hiatus, sometimes it takes you 1 day to catch up where you were and then 1 day to go forward. So you lose 2 days. So, but the Beis Yosef asks the Kash over there on the tour. The tour says you make a Shechianu on Tzitzis, but not what? Not on Tefillin. Whatever Atzmo means. Whatever Atzmo means, you're making a Shechianu according to the tour for Tzitzis, but not for Tefillin. Mishnah? Right, what's the difference? Why should there be a difference between Tzitzis and Tefillin? If you don't like the Rambam, is there a difference?
No.
No difference. Does the Tosefta make a difference? Distinction? No. Tosefta says Tzitzis and Tefillin.
You mean Talmud
Tosefta? Yeah, I'm saying...
The official
Talmud. Tzitzis. The official Tzitzis. The one that you make Lasatif on. Whatever, let's leave Talos caught on the side. That's a whole separate question. Right?
So again, Shechianu and Talos.
Shechianu and Talos. But the Lashon that the Talmud uses is Tzitzis, so that's the term I'm going to use.
Right.
Okay? Tzitzis and Tefillin. So the Beis Yosef comes along and he addresses this issue. Remember when he quotes the Maria Bahuv. Remember Maria Bahuv, remember? He quotes the Maria Bahuv and he said... What's that?
Tomorrow.
He goes to Maria Bahu who holds like the Tosefta, except you don't make a Shechion. He says, really, the Torah holds like the Tosefta. That you make a Shechion on these types of things, but what's the chilik between Talis and Tefillin? Why you make a Shechion over here? He says, you only make a Shechion on mitzvos that come Yizman Lizman. When it comes to mitzvos, you only make shechianu on mitzvos that are mizman lizman. What about tzitzis? Now I understand why tefillin is not like that. What's tefillin more similar to? That's like the Rambam's third case over there of challah and other things. It's constant. Okay? So what about talis? Talis says the Maria Bavav, no, that's different. That's kelim chadashim. It's not because of the mitzvah shebo, it's because of kelim chadashim. Why is Talos a Kli and not a Tefillin?
Yeah.
So you tell me. Why would you say that? Or what's his svar anyway? I'm not saying we're not going to...
Wear it?
A Begin versus a Kli?
Say again?
Begin versus Kli.
Begin versus Kli?
Yeah.
Well, Begadim are Kelim. I mean, when we say Kelim Chadash, that would include Begadim. Why do you make a shechion on a keli?
Simcha,
right? You're happy. I got a new suit. If I'm happy about it, right? It's a subjective thing. We said if a person gets suits all the time, it's not shechion worthy. Or if he gets new suits all the time, he's only going to make a shechion on a special suit purchase. Maybe that'll make a shechion on. He's very besimcha.
Got it.
Hold the phone. Scarf would not be, it has to have the sheer of a bag, and that's not a sheer of
a
bag.
So a really big scarf.
A blanket, let's say a snuggie.
Yeah.
A snuggie,
That's right. Right. Women do that, they wrap themselves up in blankets.
A shawl.
Yeah.
Shawl, poncho. I don't think, poncho, I don't know if it has real four corners. Does a poncho have four corners? Huh? Like a triangle, right? Or it might be a big square. It might be a big square and you open it up.
Actually, I've seen poncho over... When I was still in Metropolitan Hospital,
yeah.
10 years ago, it was raining. I got to the corner first and second and 97th on the entrance, and there was a Mexican lady selling ponchos.
Like a Mexican.
And I saw they were scared.
Those. For men to wear those, it's
square,
that should yeah.
Rectangular with a.
Yeah, for men to wear that, you probably need to put some on it.
For men to wear ponchos, well, I think it's.
said, there was like a sentence, he like, he was like, he made the corners round.
Yeah, he made the corners round, or he sewed one down. Right.
And I know that he didn't put this on. He had a poncho and he put it.
You could have a corner, but if it's sewn up most of the way and it's only down towards the bottom, that's not a big. What's that? Yeah, like a polo shirt. That, no one's going to say you have to put scissors on a polo shirt because it has that little slit over there, right?
Yeah.
Not at the bottom. You see on the sides?
On the sides.
Right. I'm going to say those aren't corners. You know, like on a suit, also, you have this whole shirt over here.
That does have it, though.
What's that?
She has the shear and everything.
Okay, so we have a question on the table here. What would you say? What would you say? Sounds weird. Again, because what the Beis Yosef's answer is, that really the tour holds that you make brachas of Shechianu on mitzvos when they come Yisman Lizman. Okay, so now you have to explain to me why the tour holds that you make a Shechianu on tzitzit. It's not Yisman Lizman. Oh, that's Kalim Chadashim. That's like the Rambam. Okay, so let's be consistent. Why are you now distinguishing between tzitzit and tefillin? Oh, because apparently tzitzit are Kali, but not tefillin. Fine. It's not a garment, it's not a keli like a regular garment, but if the mechayiv for kelim chadashim and shechianu is what? Is simcha, the person who buys a pair of tefillin should be no less but simcha. So how would you account for that discrepancy or disparity between guy buying a new suit or a new talis? I'll say shechianu if he's besimcha. He buys a new pair of tefillin, he's very happy, no shechianu. What's pshat?
Tzitzis are in the category of kli, so is
well, that's what we're asking. Why not?
Oh.
Why not? According to this Mahalach, we're saying there's a distinction.
We're saying tefillin is not a kli.
That's what he appears to be saying. Yeah, not, it's not like a kli.
I thought it was simply that tefillin, you don't say shechianu. Not that it's not a kli.
Yeah, but the Beis Yosef is trying to explain for the tour why not. So he says tzitzis is like a kli. Tefillin is just for a mitzvah. Hashi, while you're walking, can you just grab Aruch HaShulchan? Please. Yes, Zach. Oh, because by lulav apparently it's on the mitzvah. It's not on the object. It's on the mitzvah. You wouldn't say an additional shechianu necessarily, right? Unless it made you very happy. That's a separate. Thank you. Thank you. That's a. Are you about two?
Yeah,
me. Thank you. It's a very. If anyone else wants to follow, you can. That's a good question. It should be like anything else. Really happy about it. Yeah, listen to this. Well, that's the question. Why not? That's exactly what we're asking. Why doesn't it? I'm going to read from. No, you say Shechianu because it's a mitzvah comes mizman lezman. It's a mitzvah that has simcha and it comes mizman lezman. Tefillin, it doesn't come mizman lezman. So the Torah, according to this Maria Bahub, the Torah is going to hold that there's no Shechianu. Sorry. Let me just read the Aruch HaShulchan. I'll take your question. Just one second or comment. Kasev HaTor Ha'osa Tzitzis La'atzmo Mivarech Shechianu. I can't show them. Kasev Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, B'sifra Agadol, the Ein Lomar Shekavanasu Mishum HaMitzvah, don't say it's because of the Mitzvah, U'kedas HaRambam, Perikid Alf, Mibrocha, Sha'al Tzitzis V'Tzilim Mevarach Shechianim, Dimkei Lama Kasev HaTur, Rak B'Tzitzis, V'lo B'Tzilim. Why distinguish between Tzitzis and Tzilim? Ela Kavanasu, the Lord Garmi Beged Chadash, V'Hata'alis, Nami Havik Kekeim Chadash, Mevarach Shechianim.
New beged.
So what did the Aruch HaShulchan sort of change over here? He used the word beged as opposed to kalim. So apparently he's saying that talis is different from tzitzis because it's a beged. And the new beged gets a shechianu, but not tefillin. Why not? But still doesn't really answer
the question. The
Beis Yosef says about the distinction, when he quotes that Maria Bahuv, he says it's like Kalim Chadashim.
Yeah, when we quoted the tour about Beged, you should only come down to
Baal Turim.
Baal Turim.
Yeah, it is. It happens to be.
So
Right. That's a good question. Good question.
So the Or HaShulchan is saying that on a beged, yes, on a just stam clean, no.
No, you see, I don't think the Or HaShulchan would say that because that's a separate rule that you make shechianu on kalim. You definitely make shechianu on new kalim. Because of the simcha that you get.
Even the Rambam, he says you make
shechianu on No. No, because the Rambam is talking mitzad. Oh, you mean why is the Rambam?
Those mitzvahs. So that would be the simcha? You
mean if you buy it but you're not besimcha?
Sure.
Sounds more like objective. I don't know. It sounds more like it. It sounds more
still because of
simcha? Yeah. It's always shechianu is always besimcha. Shechianu is always a function of simcha. I guess, right. I guess other things we say it's subjective when it comes to certain things. He's besimcha, he could do the mitzvah. You're right. It sounds like that. The Rambam doesn't say im. He doesn't say if he's happy. He just says you do it. Because kinyan hu. But I think we still need to explain what's different about tefillin.
More expensive.
I say, guy buys a pair of tefillin. Now he can do the mitzvah with it. Isn't he happy? Or he buys a new pair of tefillin. You tell me he's less besimcha. Yeah.
And so they actually have to do it all the time. But
right.
Before, they were trying to wrap everyone else's tefillin and
looking. That's right.
That's
right. You get your tefillin for the first time. You're excited about it. You know what I'm saying? Even an older person. Even an older person buys a new pair of tefillin. You don't think he's happy? He's excited about it. He knows he got a new pair of tefillin. He's got mahudah tefillin now. He's excited about it. He's happy about it.
The Grizz used to buy tefillin every so often, so they asked him, what's
right?
The job? I don't know. This, you know, some people wear new suits all every so often.
Really?
I buy tefillin.
Wow, they obviously didn't cost what they cost today. Let me read a little further, because the Or HaShulchan seems to be addressing this question. I don't want to say he doesn't really answer it, but. You be the judge. Okay, v'yesh shehis am tzulo chiyach the kavanas hatur who mishum da mitzvah v'chein gam bebeged yashan kishe oset tzitzis mevarech v'zeh shalok hasa betzvil mishum tosefton brochas who al tzitzis v'advram tzimuun v'tosefton mefarish gam betzvil ayin shav. Okay, he's not that mahalach doesn't like v'yesh shekasav da tor kasav betzitzis who adin l'tzvilin zeh yosef tzimuun. Right, the Taz wanted to say that the Torah means also tzvilin. It's true, the Taz only wrote tzitzis, but he means also tzvilin. He says that's difficult. Therefore, the pshat seems to be like the Beis Yosef. V'yosef nearly the gam kavanas haram hilo mishum hamitzvah mnei kinyan hachefetz. This is clear. Chasukam saying it's clear that the pshat in the Rambam is that the reason why you make shechian on talis and tefillin is because you acquired a new chavtza. Sharei kasa v'chein kol mitzvah mitzvah shehu kinyan lo to go and sit with tefillin. V'sfila the gam tefillin have a kinyan. Excuse me. V'hatur. What about the tour? So what's the chiluk between the tour and the Rambam? So here's where he tries to explain why the Torah deviates from the Rambam. Saying the Torah is be'etzim in the Rambam's camp. Vator lo svir le'ekim betfilin neshezo rak le'mitzvah. It's rak le'mitzvah. Mashen kein talis av shehu le'mitzvah mikol mokom shein beged olav. So that he's saying something. What's he saying?
Has an altar
on that purpose. Right. He's saying when it comes to, let's say, kalim chadashim, insofar as they are objects of simcha, he's saying those objects have to have a shame keli, or a shame beged. In other words, it's a usable thing.
Mark is offense.
I guess you're right. I mean, I don't know, mezuzah is hard to.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Torah says about mezuzah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Torah would say. I don't know what the Torah holds about mezuzah. He's trying to say pshat in the tour, though. He's just trying to say pshat in the tour. So the Rambam holds when you buy any of these things, you are buying kalim chadashim. He wants to see the tour is chalik on the Rambam insofar as you're only going to make a shechianu on acquisitions of things that have a shame keli or a shame beged outside their use as chatzay mitzvah. Yeah, please, right over here. This is Chaf Beis, or you can take either one. Either one's fine. Chaf Beis Gimel, in the Aruch HaSulchan. Chaf Beis Gimel, he's addressing this question. The Aruch HaSulchan is bothered by this question. Why is it that the Torah holds for tzitzis, yes, but silent regarding tefillin? Oh, it's pasha.
What's the line? It's really by the Rambam, the gam tefillin have a kinyan.
Yeah.
But what does that mean? Like, isn't it obvious that it's
no, because the Torah, only mentions tzitzis.
But the Torah holds, what does kinyan mean here? Though?
The Rambam used that lotion.
But I know.
Because it's kinyan, it means you're getting it. It's something that you're getting.
So what does it mean, spirit of the lay? When everybody holy buys something, is it kinyan?
Meaning, and therefore you make a shechianah on it. It's something that you're acquiring that's shechianah worthy. It's like kelim chadashim. So the Torah is saying, yeah, it's true, you're acquiring it, but you're only acquiring an object of a mitzvah. So that would come back to Zach's question. Maybe according to this mahalach, you buy an esrig, although an esrig you can eat, so that's not a fair. So it's only a chavtas shel mitzvah. It has no other use. What else would fit into that category? Mezuzah, but I guess you could say mezuzah, I can learn from it before I put it out.
Oh,
maybe I really can't. I don't know. It's,
so you can learn from the parches before you put it in.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fair. A new set of svarim? Do you make a shechian on a new set of svarim? That's what you're asking? That's dealt. The poskim deal. This is sorry issue that Zach raised. He writes, Ein levarach, this is in the Sefer Birkas Hashir Vashavach on page Stadi Hey, the author says, Ein Levarach Shechen al Siyam Hashas, O Siyam HaShulchan Aruch, B'chadome. What about Kinyan Svarim? Kinyas Svarim Chadoshim, Yesh Deos Bein Achronim. Not surprisingly, there are opinions, there are different opinions in the post-Kim. He says, See the Shari Tshuva and see the Mishnah Brura. Im Yivarach Lai Mishum de Mitzvah Lav Lehenos Nitnu. Lechen Mi Mahader Machazer Achar HaSefer, V'samach B'kinyaso. Let's say you're looking for a sefer for a long time and finally you get it. Yesh misha mitzadeh levarach shechianu. Says some say in that case, he says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Chayadam says, in such a case you would make a shechianu. You're hunting for a sefer, you finally get it, you make a shechianu. It's like I was missing a volume from the Yabi Omer for a long time. And Gil Maman, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he had some connection, he was able to get it for me. I was very happy. I couldn't get it here. I went around for many months trying to find it.
Because
it was an older set, and they weren't printing the older set, so they printed a few volumes of the old set, and that's it. Whatever was out was out. It was Yabia Omer, one of the blue and black ones. So you know, I have an old timer. I have only the old ones. Now everything is the newer volumes, the red volumes. He had some connection there, so he got. No, so I'm saying I was really excited. I took a picture of it. I sent it to him. I showed him my whole complete set. You know, I said it has a home now.
You made sure you?
No, I didn't. But I'm saying it makes sense. I could tell you personally that I was happy. I was very excited about it. Huh? Suda Soda. I don't know about Suda. V'yachavin gam al sefer Torah shivarach al pri chadash. Okay, that's he gets into other issues here. Ulam halacha, however, la halacha he writes lo makdinan kein elim efshar. Yesh lepotro b'pri chadash or beged chadash. He says, "The ma'aser, we don't do this. We don't make shechianu on the acquisition of new svarim unless you could also double down on something that everyone agrees gets a shechianu, like a new fruit or a new garment. And if not, then you go with the old without shame and malchus. Baruch shechianu v'kimanu v'yano lizman hazeh.
So if you get something new, but you're not quite sure if it's shechianu,
you could say shechianu without shame and malchus. Okay, Rabbi, we'll stop here, and Brina, tomorrow we'll continue, we'll try to go a little further in the sugya, but right now, at least we have an approach to explain the discrepancy in the Torah. In light of the Beis Yosef, we have this Aruch HaShulchan who tries to distinguish between kelim that are kelim in every instance, and kelim that are only considered kelim because they happen to function in the realm of mitzvah. And he says that that's why the Torah distinguishes between tefillin and tzitzis. Tzitzis, you see tzitzis means talis over here, that's a beged. But tefillin is only a chavtas shel mitzvah, and therefore not necessarily considered a keli. All right, Rav Osai Adkan, we know we'll continue tomorrow.